when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hey, hustlers, we know that this 2024, the entrepreneurial journey is filled with challenges. An often overlooked aspect is the time-consuming task of processing payroll and managing government requirements. And did you know that the average admin spends a whopping 50 hours per month dealing with just government compliance? That's time you could be spending on growing your business, or let's be honest, taking a well-deserved break. But fear not, we got a game changer for you, introducing Sprout Solutions and their tailored solutions for MSMEs called the Payroll Starter. With Sprout Solutions Payroll Starter, you can finally reclaim your time and get your life back on track. Say goodbye to the stress of remembering tax dates or worrying about missed payroll runs. This bundle is designed to make your life easier and your business more efficient. And here's the best part. The cost starts just at 5,000 pesos per month for businesses with up to 10 employees. Yep, you heard that right. That's just 5,000 pesos per month. So why spend another minute drowning in payroll paperwork when Sprout can revolutionize the way you manage your payroll and government requirements? Take the first step towards a more efficient business today. Visit sprout.ph/payrollstartermonthly5k. If you missed that, don't worry. We have it in the description box of this episode, so click that too. And again, big shout out to Sprout Solutions because your time is too valuable to be spent on paperwork. Reclaim it with their Payroll Starter. Now let's begin this episode.
The Hustle Share podcast is brought to you by Sendit Philippines. Sendit is the leading payment gateway in the Philippines. Allow your business to accept payments seamlessly from cards, e-wallets, retail outlets, and local banks. For more information, visit sendit.co. Also powered by PDAX. PDAX is a homegrown cryptocurrency exchange that offers the best rates among local cryptocurrency exchanges. Download the PDAX app now on the Google Play Store, App Store, or Huawei App Gallery. Start trading Bitcoin, Ethereum, and other cryptocurrencies for as low as 50 pesos by signing up on podlink.co/hustleshare PDAX. Also by Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast. Sign up now at podmetrics.co for free and use the code HustleShare.
Not only during the pandemic, or even we had a pickup before the pandemic, but we do free pickup. You just have to book it online. Whether you're a SoShop member or not, you can book it online and already expand your network to orders anywhere.
Welcome to Hustle Share, the podcast that features the daily grinds of unique hustlers around the world to show not our differences, but that our hustles are very much alike. Now here's your host, Ronster Baityong.
Welcome to the latest episode of the Hustle Share Podcast. We have two dudes who've been moving it for the longest time. And again, now we've been helping a lot of entrepreneurs maximize how they navigate through this pandemic world, especially that everything is done on demand and remote. With now how the world operates, logistics is at the core of it all. But before I get carried away, I need to welcome my two poggy guests right there. I feel less poggy because they're too poggy today, right? But let's welcome Mikey Liwag and Javi Mantecon of LBC SoShop. Welcome to the show, Javi and Mikey.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Hello, hello.
All right. Again, you guys are doing an amazing job, and LBC has been one of those companies. A lot of people have been wanting to know. I've been trying to get Dino here for the longest time, but he'll probably cuss me out. It's going to be a cuss fest, and we don't want to do that as much, right? But I'd like to really deep dive on how we're going to get this done with asking you the million-dollar question. And I'll start with Javi. Javi, what's your hustle?
Well, you know, I've been with LBC for a long time. So I've been doing a lot of marketing with the company. You know, very exciting times, especially with the digital age, moving around the organization, positioning it, making it more relevant to the younger audience. You know, LBC is already 71 years in business.
Right.
So, you know, keeping it relevant, keeping it exciting, developing new services, positioning the company. So a lot of that, we do also sports marketing. So it's been a very, very exciting hustle for me with LBC.
And let's go to the other dude, of course, the marketing dude, who he doesn't even know that he knew me, and not until we recorded.
I'm sorry.
No worries. I've forgiven you already. There you go. But Mikey, what's your hustle?
Yeah, I guess basically I started my career working with Master Sports Corporation as a digital marketing officer. They're the guys that carry Mizuno here in the Philippines. So then I continued, I guess, my digital marketing journey with BDO, Unibank. And eventually I jumped across the street to Metrobank,
yes,
where we met.
Yes.
We met in Metrobank when I was their community manager. And now I find myself here in LBC Express.
There you go. So amazing to have you guys both. And again, we have a 7-seater right here because I need you to buckle up, guys, because we're going to have to ride the Hustle Share Time Machine. All right. We're in the time machine because I want to understand what you guys were doing prior to your LBC hustle, right? And I want to start with you, Javi, because I'm my only basis here right now is your LinkedIn. You know, and you said, Javi, I'll start with you, that you've been with LBC for the longest time. But I want to understand way before that, what was it? What were you guys doing, and how did you get into the LBC of old? Because you've been here since 98, 23 years and 11 months, to be very exact, as we record this.
Just about to hit 24, 25 right. years. Yeah. So, yeah, those days back then when I started and all, my first career and my first love was sports.
Nice.
I grew Which up playing sport? Football. I grew up playing football, a lot of basketball, yung mga ligas all around. There you go. Intervillage, Intercolor, Summer, all of this. And right after college, I had the opportunity to work with the Coke Export Company.
Wow.
They were staging and running the Coke Go for Goal. It's a nationwide football tournament that was being run in 1996-97. I was working with them, organizing it nationwide, all over the provinces, you know, setting it up, getting the teams. And then at a certain period, it was Puma that saw what we were doing and said they wanted to do their own sports marketing section for their streetwear. Puma's very strong, you know, casual streetwear stuff.
This is before athleisure, as we know it now. That's what they call them now, right?
Yeah. So, you know, those days were fun, right? We had, you know, street soccer. So I converted football, the regular, into smaller scale, five aside. We would go to the malls and have what we call street soccer, right? So that's how everything, you know, pretty much started. And I joined LBC on the weirdest way, because LBC ended up owning Batangas Blades for the NBA.
Yes, NBA. Wow. Wow. That's
and
ages
that's
ago.
Exactly on 1998 when they started the NBA. And I said, hey, this is now big time, you know, and I applied to be to run with the team.
Wow.
And, you know, and they interviewed me and all of that and said, yeah, we like you, but not for the team. I think you should join the corporate and you'll have the team a little bit on the side, right?
Got it. So you do a double-edged sword also that you get.
So it all started and everything with sports.
Okay, now before we jump into the youngin in Mikey a little bit, how was LBC like? Because again, LBC has been doing this for a very long time, 7 years of moving stuff, you know, moving a lot of the things that we, and then it's a household Filipino corporation, right? And again, you guys like to move it. But how was it like in the late 90s, early 2000s? And what were the functions that you were doing? Because if you were doing marketing at that point, how did that evolve? And what are the iterations that you had to go through?
You know, before it was heavy traditional. Like I said, we were doing sports marketing. We were on the ground. We were, you know, being such a strong, iconic brand, we always, and still are, part with the community.
Absolutely.
We would, you know, I went around the whole Philippines with all the fiestas, you know, Masbate, Rodeo, all these different fiestas all over the Philippines to show that LBC was part of the community. And that's how we would get the word out, right? You'd use the traditional medias to amplify and all of that. But to get the finer things in, you had to be on ground during those period. Digital, you know, started very slowly with the group, and you know, in the Philippines, it was never just as big as it is today in an overnight blink, right? Infrastructure was an issue, still is a concern to many. The internet infrastructure and everything we have. So we transitioned fairly early. Different departments taking the lead, and then marketing just opened their eyes with what you could do digitally, how you could target, how you could segment all these different audiences, what you could do. Just really amplified everything we could do and what we wanted to say. It's so exciting. It's one of the best things that could ever happen to a marketing, you know, practitioner like us.
Yeah. And now you have a treasure trove of data also. You're no longer just looking for, you know, that feedback mechanism, but it would take you months just to see what actually happened. Here it's instantaneous. You're able to really dissect the audiences and how you want to attack it and run.
And you feel campaigns. you get their engagement right away, right?
Whether correct.
They like you, they don't. It's not something where after that, let's do a survey. Let's find out. Right there, then, you know, right?
Correct. Now let's jump again to the youngin. Again. So Mikey, you kind of have a good glimpse already. So it showed us that you've been around doing digital marketing. But I want to understand through this process of what you've done, you're coming in with a fresh set of eyes again. Javi's been there since the start, seen the evolution, but you're coming in with a fresh set of eyes and you're helping out now as the marketing dude with a digital heart, as a brand head for LBC Express, right? But what are those things you had to do in the multiple stops you did in marketing, given that within the context of what Javi's saying? It's so exciting being in the digital space. And you understand now that the mechanism, how fast you can execute, but also it can be a double-edged sword if you're not being responsible. But what did you accrue over the last few stints that you've done that, you know, you bring into LBC Express now?
Well, I guess one of the things I learned specifically digital marketing is on listening, being able to get instantaneous feedback, as mentioned also by Sir Javi a while ago. In my job with BDO, actually, was I was a social media analyst, and all I do all day was listen to what people say about the brand.
Got it.
And then from there, we turned that social listening to strategy.
Okay.
And then that strategy now turns into how you talk to the audience, what's your means of communicating to them, what are the things you want to tell them, because they're telling you basically there, right then and there, what is it they need from you.
Got it. All right. Now, in that said, you come into LBC Express and now both of you guys are on the same team, right? And you're working on this. What was that that meeting of the minds like? Because again, Javi is obviously the one that's been there before, and I love that you're actually forward thinking, that you're open to come in and Mikey's been the one who's this guy's been digital native at heart. I've seen him do his work in Metro Bank, at least for the first time we met there. And this guy knows his stuff. And what when you guys came together, what was that like? And what were the initial things that you had to work out on?
If I remember correct, the first time we started talking about me coming in, is he just invited me for coffee.
Got it.
And then coffee turned into, okay, there's an opportunity. Football?
Coffee turned into football? No, just kidding.
it was coffee. Then he said, I wanted to, hear about what's digital marketing like from a digital marketing person. So this is what it's like. This is what we do, the full funnel and all that. Talk. And then came, Mike's, I think I have an opportunity for you, he said.
It was people that come from the banking industry have certain set of structured protocols and what they're how they're moving. And I was telling Mikey, you think you're having fun. Banking's not fun. I'm sorry. The banking industry is not fun. I said, if you want fun, you come to the logistics industry. I'll show you what fun is, but it's not going to be just on, social listening, media engagement. I said, right now we're opening up the entire, like Mikey said, we're talking the entire funnel from leads, awareness, conversions. We put digital platforms to actually convert digital, shift our offline customers to online, understand the behaviors of the two offline customers, and really learn, right? For us in LBC, like I said, it's going to be a big learning experience, but we're going to have to push this industry forward, and we're not going to be left behind. We never are, and we never will be. So we started looking at, getting these younger people to join us, getting great partners on board with us as we did our digital transformation maybe 2 years before the pandemic. So we were lucky. We were very lucky.
You're ahead of the game and right perfect time, because logistics was all the rage. I mean, you've been doing it for the longest time, but, morph into something different, especially during the pandemic. But I'm very curious, before we take our first break, Javi, what triggered that movement to really invest heavily in digital? Because a lot of the companies, especially during the pandemic, were caught off guard. And all of a sudden, oh my God, now I have to do digital transformation. And you guys were ahead of the curve in making that jump. But I'm pretty sure there was a turning point of why you had to bring in the guys like the Mikeys and the rest of the team to invest this early. So that when it's time to reap the benefits, you're not just starting, you're already reaping and harvesting what you planted.
Yeah. So again, it's the direction from our shareholders, right? We always make sure the organization is relevant with the times. We did not see the pandemic coming. We can't see the future that way, but we saw our systems and we started saying that, we needed to transform digitally. Back then was very simple, handheld devices for our couriers, making sure you could track the parcels, near real time, not real time, near real time across certain stages as they pass through different waypoints in the organization. Mm-hmm. Then we invested on our HRIS, taking care of our people.
Yes.
Making sure they could self-serve their leaves, whatever, all of that. Then we started looking at the call center to be able to get better experience. And then the pandemic came. Right?
Yeah.
So then we were like, whoa. Right? So that's as far as the operation. And it sped up a lot of other things because now we were forced to really go. But while the operations was already transforming and all of that, my marketing team was also in the same boat. We started looking, building the, like we said, our brochure website into a more, before brochure lang yan eh.
Yeah.
Lagay mo lang yan sa website, sa web, okay lang yan, pwede na yan.
Right.
Right? So, we transformed, we went to search SEO, right? Mm. Search engine optimization, making sure having not only track and trace, but you could actually send money or book your parcels online.
Yeah.
And that's where we started. Everything started, like I said, opening up. We did a lot of sessions with, you know, platforms like Google, Facebook, understanding that opened up the eyes to say, all right, there's quite a bit under this hood that we need to build the team.
Right.
So the team is lean and we work with a lot of partners.
Yep.
And I think that's the winning formula for us is it's stay light and have the right partners, you know, that we can work with.
That's exactly how to function now and maximize the digital economy. Now let's take our first break, and when we come back, I want to now talk about LDC Express and this product that has an exclamation point on it. It's called SoShop. Let's talk about that more after the break.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, I have a very, very exciting opportunity I want to share with you guys. If you're a B2B startup founder, listen up. Your ticket to growth is here. Introducing Impact 24, the Philippines' largest B2B SaaS challenge. Calling all startups in their pre-launch, pre-seed, or seed stages, this is your chance to accelerate their growth. Submit your pitch to Impact 24 and get ready for a 10-week intensive program to elevate your solution. What's in it for you? How about up to 500,000 pesos in MVP project support, exclusive credits from industry partners, personalized mentoring, and a shot to pitch at SaaSCon PH, the country's biggest SaaS conference this April. But yo, you gotta hurry up because submissions close on January 26, 2024 already. Don't miss out on this opportunity to take your startup to new heights. Apply now at saaschallenge.ph. That's saaschallenge.ph. And good luck, and I'll see you guys in Impact 24. And we're back in the break. We are still with Javi and Mikey again, who's now told us how LBC was like and how the digital transformation that they were able to do came in right in handy during the pandemic. But before we started talking about LBC Express and whatnot, I'm very curious because a lot of companies got caught off guard when the pandemic hit. Mikey, I'm curious about from your perspective. When the pandemic hit, you're also pretty new in LBC, but what were the biggest changes that you've seen that all of a sudden there's such a high demand for logistics and what you're again in prime position to take control of these things? And again, the world had to function remotely. Commerce and everything else had to come from you know, at a safe distance from each other, which people weren't prepared for. What was that like?
I mean, before the pandemic, we all had that kind of behavior wherein if I need something, I can go to the mall. Mm-hmm. I could, you know, test things out, look at it, like headphones, for example. I could listen to headphones and see what's best for me. And when the pandemic hit, since we were not allowed to go out of our homes, we all of a sudden we had this need to learn about things online and just trust other people or trust what the brands are offering. And that's what happened similar to us too, in terms of like our pickup platform, LBC Online.
Yep.
So all of a sudden people couldn't go to our LBC branches, line up and drop off their packages, their padalas, their bentas as online sellers. So
yes.
Now it was already being developed, but then we said, hey, we can now launch our LBC online platform, which we launched, I think, June 2020.
Right, and smack then in the middle.
Gave the capability now for anyone from just a regular sender, online seller to ship their products, pick it up from their home, and then deliver it to the person. As compared to before, where they need to go to where the place is. So LBC basically, since we like to move it, there we moved it for them.
I'm so tempted to play the song, but there will be copyright infringement, so I don't want to do that. I don't want to get flagged for this episode. But I'll just double down on that a little bit, Mikey. I'm very curious on that aspect. June 2020, right smack in the middle, and I think that was the start of where so many new entrepreneurs started coming up. Selling was a thing, you know. Everybody were doing it again, live selling, whatever. But there wasn't any proper infrastructure to professionalize this. And what was because again, LBC Soul Shop, LBC Express Soul Shop came in right at the right time, where it's not just, again, setting up the store, because there's so many systems that actually bring that. You bridge the whole end-to-end process. Yeah, you have a store, but what are you going to do next? You're going to have to ship that thing that you're selling. I want to understand. So you talk funnel, you talk CAC, you talk lifetime value, right? These are metrics that we all of us startup founders measure. But how did you, what was your GTM, your go-to market strategy to initially carve out that niche for LBC Soul Shop?
Because again, it basically went back to our fundamentals. And as I mentioned a while ago, on the listening part, our people at our branches were telling us that you have online sellers that are using LBC as their partner. And is there any way that we can, you know, give them more value to what they do? And then we were looking at it online about, we were seeing marketplaces boom.
Yes.
And the need for these sales to happen. And these are popping up. It wasn't just a need for a store. Like,
right,
you can make one in your garage. You can make one in your spare room, put your stocks there.
Right.
Then once you started seeing that, you said, hey, we have the capabilities. We have the platforms now. We have what's needed for these online sellers, social sellers, bulk senders to really thrive.
Yeah.
So we listen again. What do they need? They need rates. They need free pickups. They need educational webinars. They need, let's say, you know, how-to tips on their preferred, you know, social media platforms. And then we basically gave that to them. And with that, is what we want to do is to grow their business together with them.
Got it. All right. Now, Javi, I'll jump to you on this one. In terms of the product, again, how did you stitch up having this such an amazing, this perfect combo? I don't even know anybody can actually match you with this, you know, e-commerce plus logistics, perfect combo in this day and age. And how do you put that value proposition out that the customer experience becomes something that's sticky?
It's funny because our business is remittance and logistics.
Yes.
Right.
Both are needed.
And that's where we looked at and we bundled the service when we came up with what we call the cash on delivery. Because we are already, like Mikey said, we're listening. People are saying, I'm going to your branches and I'm paying for the item and then the guy will come and then deliver it. Two-step process.
Right.
Then now we said we bundled it and we said we have cash on delivery wherein you don't have to go to the branch and pay and the item can be sent to you. So we wanted to empower both buyer, seller, right? So people, it's easy to sell. I have an item, but to convince the buyer to buy and the credibility, you know, of the seller, the buyer wanted to have the item first.
Correct.
So we push now and we put the whole bundle together. And then we said, okay, we offered it in the branches and everything. And like I said, it took off.
Nice.
So from that takeoff in 2019 and in 2020, we said, all right, now we're going to take it a level higher.
Wow.
We're gonna now put a whole program behind the product. So it's not just a product, it becomes a, you know, like a program.
Yeah.
And we dubbed it the So Shop because we're not a marketplace.
Right.
People can sell, they're social sellers, you have your own peer-to-peer, and we would be there to one, enable. So that's one pillar to enable these sellers and buyers and all of that. Then we have to educate. So that's where, you know, we look at educating programs. We use, again, our partners to help do webinars, educate them, and then unlock their business potentials, right? Provide the tools and everything that's needed, which is now the platform for them to do the bookings and integrate their orders, upload it into one system where they don't have to re-encode and do all of the things, and then be able to choose. So that's where the journey started, and looking at the customer experience that when we started, sir, we have to keep up putting so many, enter one by one, but I have repeat orders. Then you have the bulk order creations, and then the service just keeps, you know,
moving over time.
Morphing, yeah. It keeps morphing and improving with different services. Some come in, we take it out, it's not working, and we redevelop, you know, at least a service or a product or a feature every 45 days.
Wow.
It gets fixed and checked and put in or put out depending on how it's working.
That's a very tight and fast turnaround time for sprints, because typically, especially for, again, bigger institutions, that takes a while. It takes months to fix some stuff. But 45 days is very fast. But I'm very interested also from the user point of view. Let's dumb it down a little bit, Mikey. If I was, again, that the same user profile of an entrepreneur who wants to really maximize this end-to-end facility that you guys have done with SoShop, how do I maximize this? Because, again, a lot of people are, there's right now, the challenge always is there's over-information. And sometimes a lot of it is just noise. But you guys have already figured this out for a long time. The institutions of doing this, again, you've figured it out. What do I have to do? Because there's a lot of entrepreneurs that listen to this, or a lot of entrepreneurs listen to this that know a lot of other entrepreneurs. How do you maximize what you guys have in SoShop and what they do?
Okay, I guess one of the things too that helped us create SoShop this way is because I have my own side hustles, and I needed something like SoShop.
There you go.
That's where basically I base things. So I know I have a busy schedule. I work my 9 to 5. So now from in between that 9 to 5, how can I still do my online selling?
Right.
So it has to be anytime, anywhere I can make a booking. Right then and there. That's where the platform came in. Then I can schedule my bookings. So a rider will come to my place, my house or the office when we're back in the office. And then they pick up the things that I'm selling. Nice. I use CO, the cash and delivery. I use the cash and payment. If ever the client says, hey, I can't transfer or I can't use the other payment facilities, so can I just pay in cash? Because if they don't know me that well too, they'd say that I would, yeah, they might not know me that well yet. So they say, hey, can I just pay when it arrives? So again, that's where it came in. And since I have my work too, I want to know, did my items get delivered or my items arriving? So now I have my dashboard on my platform, which tells me, hey, your delivery to Alabang arrived, your delivery to Iloilo arrived, your delivery
got
to...
It.
So now that's the things you're in placing into SoShop. And then even at the end solution of, you know, now that I have my online shop, I'm finding some success. How can I, you know, take it a step higher? And that's where we did these programs with our partners, with Facebook, Google, the Canvas, to teach us like how to make a proper selling post, how to maybe do advertising when it comes to that point. And even in Google, how to maximize the GMB, Google My Business, and put your store there. So right then and there, it was more, I would say, is we did listen to our customers, but a lot of it is also being done from our own personal experiences.
Right.
Into creating this thing now that we feel is what any, you know, level of online seller, whether it be just someone starting out, like I said, like someone like me just at home, or at a bigger level where they really do it full time. And basically that's all they need. And then what's great about it, since it's digital, every time we need to enhance something, oh, we need to do this. We can work with it. We work together with our tech team in the back, and then we enhance these things further.
Yep, that's amazing. Now, last question before we take our last bit. And this says a lot, and I always ask this with very technical startups, but what are the metrics you guys care about the most in LBC Express and SoShop? Because again, we can only imagine, like, what do they measure? How do they operate their KPIs? Whatever you can share, of course. We don't want any competitor to find out what their metrics would be. But what are those things that you guys care about the most, Mikey?
I guess first things first is really the recruitment. How many people are coming in? Mm-hmm. That's the thing, though. We really don't want to, at this point, we don't want to think of it that way, where it's all numbers and, you know, these sales figures coming in. So we want to increase that. We wanted to create a community first. So growing that community and having a social seller community with us, which right now you could say we have the biggest probably in the Philippines.
Right.
And now it's going to be part of it that once they start their selling, there's, of course, the sales come to us. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to, well, it's not really that we don't want to share, but in terms of like the sales figures that will come.
Yeah.
It's now really like how many are in the program now.
Yes. Good old customer acquisition right there. And again, the best way to keep nurturing that is to make sure that you have very happy customers at the same time. All right, then let's take our last break. And when we come back, we will discuss and pay it forward and how entrepreneurs can maximize and make more benta during the pandemic. But let's talk about that more after the break. Hey Hustlers, it's time to talk business once again, and we're excited to share a bit more info about our sponsor, Sprout Solutions. And again, just like what I said at the start of the episode, you should check out Sprout's Payroll Starter as you grow your own startup, because this bundle that they have is literally what you need to take your startup to the next level as you grow your employees. And this bundle is your key to freedom, including payroll outsourcing to experts, a subscription to timekeeping and attendance software, and government compliance services. Sprout's Payroll Starter has you covered for payroll, BIR, SSS, and taxes, all the stuff that no founder loves to do. So let Sprout handle the busy work and say goodbye to lines and tax payment stress. All this for as low as 5,000 pesos. Again, that's just 5,000 pesos all in for your payroll and HR needs. So visit sprout.ph payroll-starter-monthly-5k, or again, just click the link in the description box of this episode to elevate your business management game. And again, big thank you to Sprout Solutions, liberating your time for what truly matters. Hey Hustlers, I hope you're having a great 2024 so far. As you know, a lot of startups had a very challenging 2023, and hopefully things are going to do better this year for a lot of us. Not just because it's the year of the dragon, but also because our sponsor DragonPay is here to help your startups process payments in the most efficient way. Established in 2010, DragonPay empowers businesses of all sizes to accept and disburse payments through secure and convenient channels, giving your customers the flexibility to choose the payment method that suits them best. With over 85 partner channels, 35,000 partner branches nationwide, including QRPH, e-wallets, crypto, buy now, pay later, and many more. They also process an astonishing 15 million transactions processed globally each month. DragonPay is your trusted choice for online payments. And here's something to show you how legit DragonPay is. DragonPay was named Fintech of the Year at last year's Philippine Fintech Festival in 2023. So let's make 2024 extra prosperous for you and your startup in this year of the dragon. For more details, head on over to dragonpay.ph. That's dragonpay.ph. Trust the pioneer, trust DragonPay. And we're back from the break. We're still with Javi and Mikey of LBC Express So Shop. And again, during the last part, we were discussing and dissecting
what you guys have built. But again, a tool will not wield itself. At the end of the day, you have to teach the holder of how to maximize this amazing thing that you guys have built in LBC, in SoShop. And I want to ask you, Javi, if you were to give advice to an entrepreneur that's like, you know, confused now, how do I scale? How do I maximize what you guys have built in LBC Express SoShop? What do they do and how do they do that?
Okay. You know, a lot of hype has been put with social selling and all of that.
Yes.
I think the main key that we need to also, you know, pay attention to is the micro SMEs, how they can shift into a digital platform, right? If you're already a social seller and you're selling online, okay, you already have certain things. What do we bring into the table here, right? When people shift, imagine a guy and selling in Baguio.
Yep.
We now empower them to sell nationwide. He's not now limited to his local territory where his store is and where his network is, right? So he can now sell to Mindanao. He can sell nationwide. He can sell worldwide.
Right.
And that's the power of, you know, having LBC, SoShop, the platform. You get now the whole stock from the platform, the service. You have free pickup. A lot of people don't even know we pick up.
Wow.
They still think LBC, because we see the branches, we know they're delivery boys, you know, LBC is there, the tagal na yan, you have to go to the branch. That's the heritage of being 70 plus years, right?
Yeah.
It carries a lot of that. And now we're trying to tell them that, hey, look, not only during the pandemic, or even we had a pickup before the pandemic, but we do free pickup. You just have to book it online, whether you're a SoShop member or not. You can book it online and already expand your network to orders anywhere.
Yeah.
Right. And so we are not limited by that. And if you use the COD service, we remit the money back to you the next day.
Wow.
One day.
That's amazing. And that's very important, especially for an entrepreneur. Cash flow is king. Imagine if your money's gonna be get cost. You can reinvest in to get more inventory, make it work for itself.
Keep it running, keep it turning around. So you have now the network, you have the platform, you have pickup. Mm-hmm. You wanna drop it off? Fine. Everybody knows you can drop it off.
Sure.
Then we empower it with a special rate.
Mm-hmm.
So the more you use, the more you can save, right? So we grow with you. As you grow, we know that your value gets bigger. We'll give you discounts.
Yeah.
So we have a tiering program. Part of the SoShop, you know, you can go to Elite Bronze, you can go to Elite Silver, Elite Gold, and each stage, you will get bigger discounts.
Wow.
So as you give us more, we give back to you more.
Right.
And we empower you to basically use LBC to grow the way you want to grow. You want to stay small? Go ahead. You want to expand your market? Go ahead.
Right.
And that's really the true spirit for entrepreneurs, that you have that flexibility. I don't have to think of how much rental I need to have my van or my own rider. No, just do it on per need.
Exactly.
It's flexible, right? That's the way it should be. Right.
And I've had this first-hand experience. So again, by the time we have released this is around early December, right? I would have been married already. So during this pandemic, right, I have gotten my wedding rings done by a jeweler outside of Manila, I think. I don't even know where my wife got it. But I think it's legit. There you go.
Yeah.
But one thing that was very particular that she said, that I don't want to ship this to any other courier except LBC, because more than, again, the ability to be reliable, it's that insurance that you also have with your parcel. You don't ship away jewelry or important stuff with any random kuya that didn't take that home, especially if it's your wedding rings. Okay, so again, thanks to you, I have a wedding ring. If not, then yeah, I'm a ringless dude at this point.
So, you're a ringless married man.
Exactly, which is bad, you know, in a lot of ways. Okay, so I don't want to do that. But Last thing, before I let you guys go, that's amazing. Mikey, if you are going to invite the listeners to take out again and check out LBC Soul Shop, where do they go and how do they do that?
Well, right now we have two places. We have our website, lbcexpress.com. Mm-hmm. There's a section there specifically for Soul Shop. Pinayagan ako ni Sir Javi to have that there.
There you go.
That's my special spot there.
The Mikey spot. If you see it, it's the Mikey spot. Right there.
We also have a Facebook page for Soul Shop. So Soul Shop by LBC is also on Facebook. You guys can follow there. And you could see some offers there too that are exclusive to Soul Shop members.
There you go.
So that's it. Basically, that's where everybody goes to now.
All right. Thank you again, Javi and Mikey. But before I let you go, what's in store? I know this is not the end. This is just the beginning. And we have to paint that picture of, you already said a lot of great stuff of what LBC and especially with Show Shop, what's it's done. But what's in store in the next coming months and at least the next 12 months that you guys are building? Just to tease it out a little bit for people who are now listening and salivating for what you have in store next.
So obviously, like I said, we're gonna be reinventing. We're heavy on browser. We will be launching our new revised LBC Connect app.
Wow!
That will be able to incorporate all the features of what we have on the web into an app-based platform. Again, for better ease of use for our sellers, right? They mostly use their mobile to do their selling and everything, and not through the desktop. So the experiences are, again, you know, very different. An app versus a browser experience. So that's something that will be coming soon. We are still looking and seeing how we want to do our Soul Shop Bazaar. We normally, last year we did an online live selling Soul Shop Bazaar. We're looking now this year to see how will we move to give these Soul Shop members of ours exposure, which is right at the end of the day what they want, right? So we're cooking up something for the Christmas season to be able to give them that exposure for them to be able to sell more, especially now, you know, we've gone down to what, alert level two, hopefully right. One. Mm-hmm. Everybody ready to go out, roaring, you know, locked up at home. So let the selling begin.
Right there. And of course, when you see the red band and the red logistics boys, you know where it is. It's going to be from BC. Again, Javi and Mikey, thank you for joining us here in Hustle Share. But before I let you go, follow us on whatever podcast app you're listening to, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or any of your favorite podcast app. We're probably there. And again, if we did say some jargon, it's going to be in the show notes on HustleShare.com. And if you want to join our community, we have a community too as well. It's called Hustle Share Community on Facebook. And again, Javi and Mikey, thank you very much.
Salama.
Thank you.
All right. And I'll see you guys next episode. Peace.